Welcome, have a seat, gather round. You can tell it's summer. I want to read to you again the first verse of our second reading this morning. It says this, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." And so, I want to start by asking you a question. I think I know the answer, but I need to make sure. How many of you like it when something bad happens to you? Show of hands. No one. Okay. Well, that's what I figured. We don't like it when bad things happen, do we? We don't like it when people are mean to us. We don't like it when we get in trouble. But what about getting in trouble for something good? Have you ever thought about getting in trouble for doing something good? What do you think that would feel like? You think it would feel good to get in trouble for doing good? Probably not, right? But I want to talk about someone in the Old Testament. His name is Joseph. Do you know who Joseph is? Okay, good. Joseph's father loved him more than all of his brothers and sisters. And in fact, Joseph's father gave him a splendid, beautiful, magnificent coat. Yes. It is a long time. Yes, it is. And so, what would you think if you got just a couple of things here and there, but your sibling got great, splendid things? That probably wouldn't feel good to you, right? Well, his brothers knew that Joseph was loved more than them, and Joseph made them mad in other ways, too. When they're out doing something, if they're doing something wrong, Joseph would give a bad report. They're abusing the sheep. They're doing this. They're not feeding them. They're not taking them to water. And then something else happened. Do you know what else Joseph did to make his brothers mad? Do you remember? He had some dreams, didn't he? And in these dreams, his brothers, even his parents, would bow down to Joseph. And so one day, as everyone is out tending the flocks, they see Joseph coming. And when they see Joseph coming, they say, "Here comes that dreamer." And you know what they're going to do to Joseph? What do they decide to do to Joseph? They decide to? Well, not at first. At first, they are going to kill him. But then his oldest brother says, "No, let's not do this." And yes, Reuben, the oldest, convinces them to throw him in a well. A little time later, they sell Joseph into slavery. And then sometime later, those traitors sell Joseph into the service of a man named Potiphar. So it seems like Joseph is having a pretty bad life. A lot of bad things are happening to him, right? Well, Joseph is in the service of Potiphar, but God is with Joseph, and God is prospering Joseph, and good things are happening to Joseph and to Potiphar, and Joseph is the most powerful person in his, just a minute, in his house, and then something bad happens to Joseph. Do you remember what bad thing happens to Joseph? Potiphar's wife lies about Joseph. She says Joseph tried to do something evil to her, and so he gets thrown into prison. So again, bad things are happening to Joseph. Some time goes by. God is still with Joseph, and Joseph becomes the one who is in charge of keeping the prisoners. And then two servants of Pharaoh are thrown into prison. These two servants have dreams. Joseph interprets the dreams, and his interpretation comes true. And so the servant of Pharaoh, who goes back to serve Pharaoh, Joseph asks, "Please remember me when you return to Pharaoh." Do you think the servant remembers Joseph? Does he remember him immediately, though? No, after 2 more years, Joseph is in prison 2 more years, and finally this servant says, "I remember Joseph because Pharaoh is now having dreams, and he doesn't understand these dreams, and he's troubled by these dreams." And so Joseph comes and interprets the dreams. He says, "We're going to have 7 years of abundant harvest and then 7 years of famine. So Pharaoh puts Joseph in charge of everything. Joseph is the second most powerful man in Egypt. And do you remember what happens next?
Where are these
things on the floor? There to cover a hole. What happens as Joseph? They have the 7 years of plenty and they get into the drought. What happens? Who comes to Joseph? Do you remember? Yes. His brothers come. And eventually his father comes. You see, Joseph's family comes to Egypt for food. His brothers sold him into slavery, meaning to do evil to him. But God was with Joseph. God sustained and protected Joseph. And at the end of everything, when Joseph's family is in Egypt, he tells his brothers, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Because Joseph was a slave in Egypt, he was able to interpret Pharaoh's dreams. And through this, he was able to save not only his family, but Egypt and the region. All these bad things happened to Joseph, but God worked everything out for his good. And not just his good, but for our good. Because God used Joseph to show us that no matter how bad things get when things happen to us or as Christians, he is working it all out for good because we still have Jesus. And so no matter what bad things happen to you, if you belong to Jesus, nothing will keep you from your Father. And this is great news. This is why Paul says that we are more than conquerors and that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. And so let us pray. Almighty God, you have called us to be your children when you baptized us in your name. Let us always remember that through Jesus you promised us that you will work everything out for our good, and that nothing will separate us from your love which you have given us in Christ. For we pray in the same name of Jesus, who reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.